Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And tonight we are talking about Black and Brown communities and how COVID-19 is affecting us. I am a part of that community, and there has been so many things going on with misinformation from African American community cannot contract the virus, to odd remedies, foreign things being and bad medications being and so-called vaccines being shipped to us in different countries and so forth and so on. And it is a major disproportion when it comes to our communities, and we are at the highest rate when it comes to fatalities. And as I was saying, it's just bringing to the surface what has always went on with the disparities in our communities. So we are going to have to pin down and get tough as to what's going on with us and demand, as the NAACP is doing right now, to get all the information that is going on out to the public when it comes to how we're being treated in the health, in healthcare, in with doctors and all of the communities, with all the Black and Brown communities in our with our medical system. So it's doing no more than bringing to light what has already been going on. But there are certain things that we need to be aware of. There are certain people that you need to listen to when it comes to how you should be taken care of, and don't take no for an answer. If you've been with someone or been around someone who has contracted COVID-19, make sure you demand a test. There was one young lady I heard of being, her husband is now in ICU, and she was not able to take a COVID-19 test, being that she's been living with her husband all this time, because she simply didn't show any symptoms. And that's just simply not right. It's been a lot of cases like this, a lot of stories like this, where people are just denied testing over and over and over again, where they just have to go home and deal with it themselves. So that is not morally complicit. That is not, professionally complicit. That is just not right altogether. So we're going to have to definitely, all of us in the Black and Brown communities, band together so we can get the help that we actually need and not just be pushed to the side to lay up somewhere and just pass away. That's not how it's supposed to be, and it's never how it's supposed to be. So we need to call upon our leaders and make our voices known. That also includes us voting for the right people to have in office. These are the people that we can demand to make the change from the beginning. So let's keep it clear, people. Make the right decision when you vote so we can get the right people in place to make the right decisions when it comes to our health care. We cannot depend on our current administration, because we can just plainly see how the Black and Brown community, especially the Black community, is treated, even when it comes to journalism and being asked questions at the White House during press briefings. So, I mean, it's blatantly put in our face, and now it's time for us to step up and deal with it and get past the home remedies and get the job done with the right type of health care and vaccines or whatever assistance you may need at that time. So I'm just asking you all to pray together, look out for each other, and demand better. I'm so glad you're listening. You can always call in at 563-999-3596 for action, for live camera, for lights, camera, and action at all times here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios. And in the meantime, be great.